And Philip Sampapira, these are great today's date is 09/17/2022. Dictation is for Miss Lisa Fletcher. Fletcher spells F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R. Lisa spells L-I-S-A. Date of birth is... '04/05/1958. This is a 64-year-old young lady here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph, patient has a long history of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, anxiety / depression, chronic pain. Here for follow-up for this condition and medication refill. Also follow-up from lengthy hospitalization period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient stated since she had last visited, she was hospitalized for a sepsis secondary to an infected left knee, which she had to have taken care of surgically, and this was preceded by a lengthy hospitalization period. She also indicated that she was hospitalized for dehydration and was also diagnosed with a right thalamic acute ischemic stroke period. She says she's doing much better today and is there for a follow-up for suture removal and for a chronic condition medication refill period. Next line, she denies chills. She denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Says she's eating and drinking well. She says she has some pain at... She has some pain at the knee, but not as bad as it was before the surgery period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication and allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. There were new. There's some new diagnoses, namely acute stroke, sepsis, left knee surgery, secondary to infected joint and cellulitis. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented. She's in a wheelchair. She stated that since her surgery, she has been unable to fully function like she was before, so she's confined to a wheelchair from now on, period. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% at room air. Blood pressure is 108/63. Pulse 91. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. No respiratory distress. Correction. Next paragraph. Respiratory good. Inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. She has bilateral peripheral edema but no cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Left knee. Number 6 sutures in good repair. There is no secondary signs of infection, no redness, no fluctuance, no discharge, no bleeding. She has mild tenderness at the surgery site, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No visible peristalsis, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. No vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert oriented. Mood and affect are normal. Next paragraph, assessment of plan. Assessment number 1, suture removal. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, hypercholesterolemia. Number 4, anxiety / depression. Number 5, chronic pain. Number 6, status post septic joint surgery. Number 7, CVA. Next paragraph, procedure, suture removal. The patient was explaining the procedure. She says she understands. We talk about complications. And she understands, says she understands and gave verbal consent period. Next paragraph. Site was moistened with a 4x4 soaked in betadine with a number 11 blade and tweezer. All sutures were removed with no complications. There were minimal bleeding, capillary leg bleeding, which was controlled with direct pressure. Next line, the site was then baited in triple antibiotics. Patient was advised to buy some triple antibiotics from over the counter and applied at least twice daily after she clean, after she does her normal hygiene. Next line, patient tolerated procedure well. There were no complications. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Next paragraph. Patient was over lab draw. She said she had several labs drawn at the during her hospitalization. She was strongly encouraged to have these labs sent to our clinic so we can manage her better. She says she understands and will comply. She was given our email address. And so she can forward those labs to us. Next paragraph. Patient's medication reconciliation was done. She now has some new medication. Eliquis, 5 milligrams. She will take twice daily. Next new medication, Tylenol number 3. She will take one POT every 4 hours, PRN for pain. Next medication, Augmentin 875 milligrams, correction. Yes, Augmentin 875/125 milligrams, one PO every 12 hours. Next medication. Ciprofloxacin, 500 milligrams. She will take one PO twice daily. Next medication, clindamycin, 300 milligrams. She will take one PO three times daily. Next medication, ferrosulfate, one PO daily. Next medication, hydrocodone/APAP, one PO every 6 hours is needed for pain. Next medication, pantoprazole, 40 milligrams. She will take one PO daily. She was strongly encouraged to call the surgeon for follow-up on her knee while her knee appears benign today. It is imperative that she follow up with the surgeon for follow-up, for post-operation evaluation. She says she understands and will comply. End of litigation. Correction. Patient's automatic normal medication was refilled as follows. Amlodipine, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication, lisinopril, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication, lovastatin, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication, sertraline, 50 milligrams, 1 PO. 2 PO daily for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, Mobic, 15 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication, gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 1 PO, 3 times a day for 90 days, number 270. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.